We've all been cathedral or church choristers, so we've sung as boy sopranos in choirs. So we've grown up with that intensive training. Speaking for myself, as a chorister at St Paul's Cathedral in London in the late 70s, I was singing sometimes 11 services in the cathedral a week. And so that was a lot of music. That was quite an intensive training. And so as part of that, you develop this skill and you develop this style of learning music fast, trying to sing beautifully. Never, ever sing any more loudly than beautifully, as a singing teacher once said to me. If you're lucky enough to become a member of the King Singers, the background that you've had very much reflects the style in which you sing, and also the English choral background gives the sound of the King Singers a particular timbre, style, and something which draws the ear. Oh yeah, I know, that's the King Singers.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that we do perform in sort of more or less every kind of venue. I think there was a fantastic performance we did on a pontoon in The Hague in Holland at 11:30 at night, and there was a thunderstorm going on at the same time, and the roof was inflatable. And, you know, that was done with microphones, but there really is no standard concert hall for the King Singers. There is no sort of standard performing space. And I think, therefore, the interesting thing about us is that we've kind of developed our own sense of internal acoustics, if you will. We tend to stand in the same place, in the same semicircular formation, and that means that we're able to hear what everyone else is sort of what sounds everyone else is making. We know what we have to do to try and create the sort of the internal King Singers blend, balance, and sort of, you know, the desired harmonics that we want to create when we're singing.
Let's talk about your show in Danville, Kentucky, at the Norton Center for the Arts.
It's lovely to talk about not only the exciting visual aspect of the show, but also the sound picture as well. And it's something which, when we first started to talk to Sean Curran about this project, it's something that became immediately obvious that it was really quite new to juxtapose singers and dancers on stage, and to do it in a way where you could harness both lighting technology and also beautiful a cappella music, and the strong visual and physical aspect of dancers on stage. And putting this project together has been one of the most exciting things I've done with the group, because it's different. And the relationships that we forged with the dancers have been just great, because they're fine, talented young people who are really motivated in the same way that the King Singers are motivated to do the very best thing possible. And I'm excited for audience members that come to the show, because an audience member might be a dance fan or they might be a King Singers a cappella fan, but by the time they leave, they're going to be both a King Singers a cappella fan and a dance fan, because they're going to have witnessed something that they've really never seen before.
We've never done a collaboration with a dance company. And during the course of the show, there are pieces which are the King Singers by themselves, and there is an amazing piece which is the dancers by themselves. But for the combined pieces, it really is extraordinary what I think has been achieved. I mean, for us, we're performing pieces that some really fantastic pieces, some of which have been written for the group and some of which existed separately before we got hold of them. But for us, rather than just standing in our semicircle, we're also kind of involved in the kind of physical performance, in the visual performance, because we're sort of dislocated from each other on the stage. We're sort of far apart from each other, and we're doing exciting new things. But at the same time, it does not compromising the sound that the audience should hear. So they're, I think the audience, when they come to see this collaboration between the Sean Curran Company and us, they can expect to hear what they would expect to hear when they come to a King Singers concert. But they should expect to experience a performance unlike one they would have ever seen from the King Singers.
We've got quite a diverse program, which is great. We've got a mixture of commission music, so the program is bookended by a piece collectively called Travel Songs by Gabriella Elena Frank. We commissioned her to write these three movements for us in 2009, 2010. We performed it in 2010 in San Francisco for the first time. We're doing two of the movements in the concert. The first one is called Travel Song, and the last movement of the three, which is called Hechicera. We're also using a piece by a composer whom we've commissioned before, Joby Talbot, who by happy coincidence is mostly writing dance music for contemporary dance now. We're doing some Schütz madrigals, so we lapse into Italian for those, and as all Italian madrigals are, they're about love, and they're about the pain and the sorrow of love, as well as the joy and the ecstasy of love, and comparing love to a passage through the seasons. We sing those on our own. There's no dance with those. And what's good as well for us is that not only do we have the chance to share the stage with the dance company, but also we do get the chance to be the King Singers on our own, doing what we do, which is performing a cappella and performing really rather beautiful music. So I think in terms of the balance of the program as well, there's a whole range of emotion and colour that the audience will be treated to during a 2-hour show. As the sun. There's another piece in the show which we do with a dance company. It's a piece which was commissioned by the King Singers back in 1986 by an English composer called John McCabe. The piece is called Scenes in America Deserta. And again, this traces the journey of the landscape and the light in Cassanti near Phoenix, Arizona, of the desert, of the desert landscape, and also of the architecture, which is specific to that area. And it's a piece which, at the very best of times, from a technical point of view and from a rhythmic point of view, is quite a difficult work to perform effectively.
Paul Phoenix, Johnny Howard, thank you so much for taking time with us. All the best in your travels, and thanks for bringing your talents to Kentucky.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Like a skin. Thank you.